Rule 9, portion it out. My 96-year-old grandmother recently offered me some of her antique china. I looked at the size of the dishes and was shocked by how small the plates were. The average plate we eat from in our homes today is twice the size of those dishes my grandmother used. Nowadays, we are eating portions that are way too big. Since our stomachs are the size of a fist, we want to be eating meals that are no bigger than that. Now, if you're eating one meal for the day, your portions will be bigger, but they should always be reasonable.
Portion control.
A tip to control your eating portions is to cut your foods into halves or quarters. When you eat a burger, cut it into pieces like a pie. Eat two or three pieces instead of the whole thing. Tracking calories. Chantel, I'm fasting and eating in my window and doing everything just right, but I'm still not losing weight. What's wrong? If you're not losing weight, then you're eating too many calories. You can fast and eat in a 6-hour window all you want, but if you're still consuming a massive amount of calories, you won't lose weight. The whole idea is to get a total daily calorie deficiency. Today, I did a You Pick 2 from Panera Bread. I got a half of a chicken, panini, and a cup of broccoli and cheddar soup, 600 calories. And I ate some of the bread that comes with it, 200 calories, plus two chia bars, 100 calories each, which puts me at 1,000 calories so far today. That was a very big meal, bigger than I usually eat. So now I only want to have 400 or 500 calories for the rest of the day. In fact, because I'm so satisfied now, I might not eat at all for the rest of the day. Now, I roughly calculated those calories in my head, and I don't recommend counting calories as a practice. This is only something you want to do if you're not seeing results. But let's not get consumed with calories unless we're not seeing results. It's at the point that you need to be honest with yourself and admit that you're eating more than you should be.
1 Corinthians 6:12b NIV. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything.
It's important that you decide what a reasonable amount of food to eat is beforehand and decide to put the rest away. Restaurants typically give you way too much food. Your stomach is the size of a fist. Most restaurants give you 4 or 5 fists. Get yourself down to 2 fists and take the best parts of whatever you're eating. Remind yourself that you're going to get hungry again and don't think you just have to eat, eat, eat. Don't have the attitude that I only have 6 hours to eat. I have to eat as much as I possibly can because I'm not going to be able to eat again until tomorrow. Approach your food like a thin eater. It's about balance. If you used to eat a big pasta dish for lunch, balance it out by adding vegetables or protein. I try to have protein with every meal. Almost half of everything I eat is 1/2 protein. It keeps me satiated. Drinking calories. I notice that I don't lose weight when I drink my calories. I have to even be careful with green juice because there are calories in that too. The rare times that I drink alcohol, I drink it with 0-calorie mixers like diet tonic and soda water. With wine, I only suggest low-sugar organic wines without a ton of preservatives. Keep in mind that all of this still has to happen in your eating window. Just because the calories are in a drink doesn't mean they don't count.